Hey, welcome back to We're All Humans of Earth. Today is already the fifth episode. So excited to share this. The culture of the week is Singapore. And I am talking with my friend from Singapore, Nikki, about what it's like to live in a culture where there are four different big ethnicities living. Is there merging happening? Then we talk about competitiveness, adaptability, and also the importance of reflecting. So let me introduce to you Nikki, a lovely girl that I've got to meet last year. She became a really good friend of mine during my year that I lived in Singapore. And yeah, I'd say let's jump right in. And as always, if you like it, please share it and subscribe. Let others know this exists, because I think we could create a wonderful cultural community together. Have fun.
Hello, Nikki. Welcome to the show. I'm really, really happy that you're here. Jumping off, my first question to you is, what's your favorite holiday in Singapore and why?
My favorite holiday would be, first of all, let me talk about the public holidays in Singapore. They are celebrated across all religions, which is a really cool thing. I'm not too religious for myself, but I guess my favorite holiday would probably be Christmas.
Yeah.
Because it goes on for a longer period of time. I'm not a Christian, but I feel like it's the happiest. People are more relaxed during that time. And that's my favorite time.
All right.
Favorite time of the year.
Yeah, it's true. Really like family orientated as well, I guess, oriented.
Yeah, and I also feel like I mentioned just now, it's the only time of the year people just seem really relaxed and happy.
Throughout the year, everyone's rather stressed due to like pressure you have to perform.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, so throughout the year, there might be public holidays. I feel like people are always looking forward to public holidays all throughout the year.
In Singapore, you celebrate Christian, Indian, and Chinese holidays.
Malay.
All three.
Malay as well.
Four. All four.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Islamic. Holidays, so Hindu, Christian, like Catholic holidays, typical Chinese holidays like Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Like Vaisakh Day is, I think it's celebrated by Punjab, a certain region in India. It's the north of India. And Hindus celebrate Diwali, which is in October, November, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it's a festival of lights.
With having all of these really different cultures living with each other, what would you say what that does to the Singaporean culture in general?
Okay, well, I would say there are two parts of this. One is the religion and the culture. They're two completely different things. Something I'm really proud of Singapore is that all these different religions are able to coexist amongst each other. And in fact, there's an act, it's called MRHA, something along those lines. It's maintenance of religious harmony.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the whole idea that all these different cultures and religions should be able to live amongst each other. And Singapore is intolerant to religious hate, which... Yeah. Even though the rules here are pretty strict, this is one of the rules that I completely agree with. And I love that that they completely do not tolerate any religious hate at all.
But, I mean, of course, it's really good that you have this really strict rule of where Singapore makes sure that these different cultures are able to live amongst each other, as you said, but there's not really any kind of merging, right? People rather stay for themselves. And from how I've experienced it so far, it's also like the different cultures due to that really compete with each other. I feel like no matter which culture you're coming from, you're trying to be stronger than the other one. Would you agree?
I wouldn't say that there's competition within the culture. I just feel like there's this general competitiveness amongst the whole nation, like individually between every single individual. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of competition everywhere. No matter, I feel like since Singaporean is born, they're just immediately thrown into this competitive world. I didn't go to a local school, but I do know that the local schools here, they have a lot of focus on the education. You need to be the smartest. You need to get the best grades. I think when they reach year six, they have to do this extremely competitive exam that differentiates the smart kids amongst the ones who don't reach that level. And mm-hmm. I feel like the ones who get more than a particular mark, they get to go to a better college. So it's called JC, junior college. They get to go to the better college compared to the ones who got below that mark.
So the entire country basically then is though oriented towards, let's segregate. We have these different cultures. They are not really merging. We're just making sure that they can live besides each other. And then we look at the individuals. If they're smart enough, they are pushed into that certain direction. If they're not smart enough, they're automatically put on a different path. And yeah, due to that though, because I guess everyone's in the knowledge of that happening, maybe that's also a reason why there's this huge competitiveness and it leads to people being really committed and dedicated and wanting to thrive as well. And I feel like they're also extremely eager, really, really eager to learn. Like when I've been there in class, I have not had such a commitment. Like usually when I'm sitting in class, people are like listening, they're like looking forward to the breaks to like talk with each other. But there it's just, I gotta show everyone in that class that I am the best.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. So I came from India. I was just surrounded by 100% Indians. I came here straight into an international school where it was extremely relaxed. It was extremely relaxed. I mean,
in terms of
people, in terms of just education, I would say, people would talk during classes. In the breaks, we would have so much fun. I did not sense any sort of competition during, so I did my IB, which is the International Baccalaureate. Mm-hmm. That's for grade 11 and grade 12. That's what I did. And I didn't sense any competitiveness between my classmates ever. We would help each other.
Still,
and
I feel like...
No, but once I moved, got out of the international school, it was an international school, so... If you have a Singaporean passport, you're not allowed to join an international school. So it was mostly, it was only expats. So my group of friends would involve someone from Serbia, Venezuela, Romania, in fact, mm-hmm. as well. And so it wasn't, so my experience in my international school didn't really feel like I was in Singapore at all. But the minute I graduated, I went to a local university in Singapore. That's when I experienced the real culture shock. And I felt like my first day of school, I just felt like I was lacking so much. It really taught me how to work hard, how to thrive, how to reach my goals. But I sensed competitiveness in the first day of class, even while we had to introduce ourselves, if I can say that.
The perfectionism that you've like like that you're always working towards to now, you've only created during the time that you went to uni. And like,
absolutely.
I mean, for everyone, Nikki is a really, really hardworking person. She wants to perfectionate everything. And that's why I'm also really happy to talk to her today, because she is just someone who works hard, who's also, I feel like you're quite competitive as well, right?
Oh my God, I'm so competitive now.
Yeah.
I'm so competitive. Like, don't get me started on that. And I'm just trying to tone it down a little bit now and not just be so hardcore in everything I do. Just,
but in the end,
I need to relax.
Like, if you think about this, you've evolved or you developed that skill of working hard within 3 years. And now you're having a job where if you look at the amount of things that you have learned within the last year, it's tremendous. So on that hand, actually, what is like, also for me, what I take out from having been in Singapore for living there for a year, it's just that actually, you know, you shouldn't overwork yourself. Of course, you shouldn't reach the level of a burnout or something, but learning to work hard and learning to accelerate quicker in terms of your knowledge and in terms of skills that you have is actually really, really beneficial. I mean, if you look at all the
things you know
by now, it's incredible.
Yeah. I feel like if you plot me on a graph, that's me when I first came to Singapore. That's, and I would say it just goes straight here through my school, international school. The minute I went to college and started working, I go up there in terms of hard work.
Yeah, but that's also a thing. Everyone wants to be up there. I feel like this showing that you have a specific status and being able to, as quick as possible, prove something for yourself really kind of stands for a Singaporean, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was actually having a conversation about this with some of my friends the other day, and they were asking me, what is your dream job? And we were all sharing our perspectives on what our dream job was. And we were just wondering, we were just envious about the people who work in really big. So I currently work at a tech startup in blockchain, and it has taught me tremendous amounts. Like, you know how much I've developed while working here.
For sure.
And how much I used to work before and how much I work now. It's just, like I said, the graph, it just went up. But while we were talking about this, one of my friends did mention that that there's this sense of pressure from society in Singapore that we need to be the best. We just need to be like working at the big four.
Yeah, but
you know, that's everyone's ultimate goal. That's everyone's ultimate goal here. And even if it didn't start off as mine, I see glimpses of that now. So I just see me sitting in, if I'm just having a chill day, I'll just, something at the back of my mind will be like, why aren't you working towards those goals?
Mm-hmm. You're automatically drawn into that circle, huh?
Yeah, I could have a full day of work, 9 to 6, I work overtime. I could work till 7 or 8. After 8, if I relax and I'm watching Netflix, I'll have a little pop-up in my head saying, okay, but why are you wasting time now? What's this Netflix show going to do for you? Why aren't you trying to reach your goals? And I was never like this before.
But then in the
being surrounded by this, you get influenced, but I'm trying to tone it down now. So I'm aware that I'm very much pressurized by the society here, but I'm also aware that I need to tone it down, not go too crazy, not succumb to that type of pressure.
Of course, there should always be like this kind of middle way, but I feel like, you know, especially if we take you as an example right now, right? You, 1.5 years ago, finishing your uni, you already got into this hardworking phase. But if you look 1.5 years ago and comparing your characteristics as well to mm-hmm. the NICU at the beginning of 2019, you've evolved so
when
much.
When I met you?
Yeah.
When I met you? Yeah.
So I feel like that competitiveness and that everyone wants to outperform the other one brings yourself so much further on a really, really fast pace as well. Like if I compare myself to how I was 1.5 years ago and comparing myself now, Singapore really had an effect on me. But there are a lot of positive aspects to that because due to that constant drive, you kind of get forced into reflecting. Like you say, you're sitting there at Netflix, you're not just turning your head off. No, you automatically reflect as well and realize, hey, maybe I should do something where I learn something that brings me further. And with that, like even the people that I was sharing a table with there who some of them were even younger than me, but they were so mature. They were so like, they knew what they wanted. They knew what they needed to work on themselves, like personally, professionally. That's like a really, really nice thing because it just brings, I mean, of course it's pressuring and sometimes it's maybe too much. And sometimes you maybe want to burst out into tears because there's such a huge, huge pressure of needing to reach a certain level and have a specific status, which I personally don't really like because I feel like in Singapore, it's really mostly only drawn to the amount of money you have and not really the knowledge or what kind of
I would say social status. Really I would say, yeah, social status matters.
But still, your personal characteristics, they grow with that as well. I mean, some people, they probably become really rude and not the coolest people to be. But if you really reflect, it can help you on a really nice scale as well.
I feel for me, it has helped me more on the better side of things rather than negatively, because I think before I came to Singapore, I was just a little lost child. I just didn't know what was going on in the world. I'm an only child, so very protected by my parents. So my dad works on the ship. So even when I was younger, I would travel with him everywhere and I would get to experience all these different cultures. But still, I just felt like I was just very protected from the world. And when I came here, I got to experience all these different cultures, learn a little bit from every single culture and person that I've met. And you went to NTU, you just know one dinner, you can meet the whole world.
It's crazy. Like, that's actually, like, Singapore itself is a bubble, but the cultures that interact with each other within that bubble is like, it's such a strong influence that I feel like Singapore is one of the few countries where it is prevented that you actually enclose yourself off from other cultures just because you are forced to engage with someone who is not having the same origin as you. Like Indians will not find their way around interacting with Malay or Chinese or expats even, and same goes for all the others. So with that, I feel like that's also maybe why, of course, each culture wants to show, hey, we are the greatest. So with that, I feel like that's how this competitiveness already starts. But this taking this competitive side aside, you can really learn from each other and learn to be open-minded and already see then and there that other cultures can bring you further in really nice ways.
Did you see this competitiveness within cultures at NTU? Because this is something I haven't experienced yet, and I've lived here for a long time. But I guess because you studied in university level with so many different people, I mean, people from different countries. For me, at university level, it was just mostly Singaporeans.
Yes,
and I had one friend from France.
It is Singaporeans, but I feel like they would rather.
Do you sense this competitive? Because you mentioned it twice now that you sense the competitiveness within culture. So, did you sense that in NTU especially?
Or yeah, are I don't you feel it from like, any other? You know, I feel like if I think back on who sits with each other, Indians would sit with Indians, Chinese would sit with Chinese, Singaporeans sit with Singaporean. And then you have this high society people who in the classroom also sit together. And then you have the exchange students.
What do you mean by high society?
Like the kids who are a bit richer and they're like,
oh really,
having okay. a car and stuff. Yeah.
Oh wow, okay. Yeah, I mean groups exist no matter where you go.
That's true. Yeah.
See, I see it from a very different perspective only because in my high school here, like you know my friends.
Yeah.
They're from all different every single one is from a different country. And I feel like because we went to that high school, we've learned to merge with different cultures. But I feel like those who didn't get to go to an international school, those are the ones who stick to their own cultures. Yeah. So like at NTU, the Brits would hang out with the Brits. The German people, because I remember because I would also like I would hang out with you guys a lot and yeah they would merge a little bit but just a little bit not too much.
Yeah, it's like this tapping in but then realizing oh I like my own culture so I'm just gonna stay with them.
Maybe
it even happened with the exchange students.
Yeah,
like all the Scandinavians were with the Scandinavians. There was a huge German group. There was the British group again. It's like, I don't know, I feel like
there will be a few individuals amongst these people who are willing to. So I feel like when you're growing up, if you get a chance to experience these different cultures, you'll be more comfortable to expanding your horizons when you're given the chance. So all the people from England at NTU, let's take that as an example. I guess when they were growing up, they just always hung around people from England. So they just felt more comfortable doing that. I know people from India as well here that in my college as well, there was a group of Indians who would always stick to the Indians. And I would just wonder, like, why aren't you guys...
Yeah, but I guess it really is comfort, no? You know?
It is comfort,
In general, there's... I mean, as said, we said that it has really positive aspect to it. But there's such a huge pressure in the society that you need to make something out of yourself. Also, you're going to be one of these thousands of cleaners or something. So you need to make something out of yourself. You need to work hard. And then maybe that's why, because coming back to the holidays, for example, as well, holidays, that's where you breathe. That's where you relax and sticking with your culture. You know, the others understand you so much better because you're coming from the same original place. So that makes you, like, that's where you start breathing. Because else, I feel like the city, even though it is a really organized and extremely clean city, and there are the rules that you follow and you stick to them. There's not even questioning if you're not going to stick to them. But there has to be some kind of moments where you're just relaxing and not thinking about the rules and what you got to achieve and what you got to become. And maybe that's also why the people just stick with their own culture, because that's where they are able to relax and that's where they not have someone in front of them showing them, okay, so he is a Chinese now. He maybe works a bit harder than me or he knows a bit more. So then you think again, like, what do I have to do achieve that level, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I especially felt this in university. So even in the groups, group presentations or any group projects, the Singaporeans would just work so hard, and I would feel like, I was like, am I just stupid? Am I not working hard enough?
Yeah. You're always re-questioning yourself, which is a good thing. Yeah. Like, I think
that also, aspect is a very good thing.
Yeah. Like, you have this competitiveness, learning to be open for different cultures. Doesn't matter if you entirely merge with them, but you learn to be open and see them. And then the next thing is that, wait, what were you just saying? Now I lost my thought. The re-questioning. You learn to reflect, which is also a really, really nice thing, because you are always confronted with other people who are working harder. You're confronted with other cultures that have characteristics that are for sure not exactly the same as yours, because, I mean, Indian are so different to Malay and to Chinese as well. So with that, you learn to reflect from an early on stage. And reflecting is something that I really, really got to appreciate, because if you just live day by day and you never look back, you will never find out what you need to improve.
Yeah. You also asked me before this that what is an important value for me? Yeah. And I think from jumping through all these different environments and different cultural environments, I feel like one value that I've learned is the ability to adapt. So that's something that has really taught me how to maybe relax a bit more. Is not relax, but fit in, I would say, in Singapore. You should be able to merge with these different cultures and adapt with all of them.
In what terms do you mean adapting, though? Really important. In what terms do you mean adapting?
I mean, living in Singapore, you're going to have to interact with all these cultures, with all these different people from different countries. Mm-hmm. You have to take good things that you learn from all of them and incorporate that within yourself. So, for example, from Indians, one of the important values that I learned from Indians, I mean, I'm Indian, is respect. That they're always respectful towards everyone, no matter what. It's a big thing in our culture. Something from the Western world is individualism. So they're very independent, and in Indians, I wouldn't say we aren't independent, but we're very protected by our families. Okay. Families will help you no matter what. It's in our culture to live with our parents until we get married. We don't have the culture. I mean, now it's evolving, of course, but
what would you take from Chinese?
The hard work, the work ethic. So if you take all of these together and incorporate that within yourself, you just end up becoming a better person. You have to. That's the whole idea, I feel, about the religious harmony. It's not just living with other cultures. It's taking the good parts of all the cultures, incorporating that within yourself. And not only will you be a better person, but you will be able to interact with these different people better as well. You'll be able to relate to them as well.
So basically, you take the characteristics that you bring yourself from your own culture, you reflect on what are my characteristics, what are other people's things they bring to the table where I can get a benefit from and where I can become a better person. And then you adjust yourself according to that. And with that, it allows you to engage with others better and also be more be more of a part of the culture than only living beside them.
Yeah. So that's what I feel like. Before I came here, or before I went to college here, I think I had gotten two parts of the equation, I would say. And the final part was the hard work. And I achieved that in the end when I went to college. And now I can say that the amount I have grown in the past year, once I went through all these stages, experienced all these different cultures, I can definitely say that I've shown a lot of progress in maybe personal development.
Yeah. Now that's really nice, actually, just like with your, if you're competitive, you make sure you grow. If you adapt, you make sure that you're open-minded, or it starts by being open-minded, and with that you learn to adapt and become a better person. And then in the end, it boils down to you becoming more satisfied with yourself in each aspect of your life, which is a wonderful thing. So
yeah, it is, especially during this quarantine. That's when I realized this. I was just reflecting upon myself. It's the only time I got to relax a little bit. I had a lot of time to myself now during this time, and I realized that this is when I realized, I was like, wow, through the past year I've just achieved a lot of things. I've developed a lot of aspects about myself, and I've grown so much over the past year. And I should be proud. I should be proud about proud of it, because sometimes I'm really hard on myself.
This is something I feel like you could teach Singaporeans still. Learn to be proud, because this is something that, like,
I still have to teach it to myself.
I mean, the goals are set high, and you always work towards them, and you always adjust them higher and higher and higher. But I think I could go around and ask so many Singaporeans, but no one would say that they are at least 90% proud of themselves, because...
I wouldn't say proud, I would say satisfied. Are you satisfied? None of them would say yes, or I can't put words in their mouth, but I feel like a lot of them would say, no, I want to do better, I want to do better, I want to do better, I want to be there.
Yeah. You always adjust it, no matter how far you are.
And I was like that. Honestly, in the beginning of this year, I would work overtime, and I would always be like, yes, I'm doing this, but why can't I do more? Of course I can do more. Others are doing more. Why am I not doing as much as they are? And comparing my productivity levels to other people's that I see. But then I just told myself that, why don't I look at my past year and how much I've grown, how much I've learned.
Yeah, and just take a moment and breathe and just happy that you have come so far. Because this is something, even though, yes, everyone is growing on a really fast pace in every aspect and really making something out of themselves, people should learn, especially since it's happening so fast, to take a break and just realize that they can be proud of themselves. Like Singapore
in general. This is something that Singaporeans need to learn.
Singapore in general, if you look at the past 60 years, it's crazy what they've achieved. But it's like, yes, they celebrate it, but do they really celebrate it? Are they really proud? No, they're just comparing themselves with others again, other nations that are further, and where you set yourself higher and higher goals.
Yeah, where can Singapore do better than every other nation?
What you say, this is maybe a hope as well that you have for the country, that like maybe sometimes it can be a bit more relaxing and a bit more joyful.
I wouldn't say it's not joyful, but I would definitely hope that people in Singapore take some time to think, to breathe, and maybe to soak in some moments that they wouldn't really notice or realize in the fast-paced environment.
Yeah, so
because everything is going so fast. Like, Singapore is running a marathon, and I feel like I was running with it. But and I feel like now is the perfect time to do that, because everything is at a halt. Time is at a halt, I feel, as well. Even though our lockdown is coming to an end in 2 weeks, but I don't know. I feel like now is the best time for people to enjoy. Yeah, and don't let things fly. Like if you look at Singapore in a time lapse, you can just place any Singaporean in the middle, just standing straight, not knowing what to do, and the whole Singapore is like developing really fast around them, and they're just going along with it, and just not realizing what's happening around in their surroundings.
I'm too warm in there.
It's really hot. Yeah, it's a really hot day today. It's like 35 degrees or something. Anyway.
But that's a nice thing. I think everyone
Of the biggest hopes that I have. And I also read this somewhere. Someone had written, Singapore needs to slow down before it can speed up again.
Yeah. Also, no, maybe not. It doesn't even need to slow down. But I think in general, awareness should be a bit bigger. Like, just realize. What you can improve for the future, yes, but also realize that there have been a lot of good things that happened, and
so
be aware of
things.
The moment that you're at, because everyone is looking further, right? As we just said, there are goals, and you just want to continue, but be aware of where you are right now. And like, I mean, if you live in Singapore and so many people there have such good jobs, are they even aware of what the country made out of itself within such a short time, what they made out of themselves? Because I feel like so many people are just looking at, I want to have another car, I want to have a bigger house,
I want to get a promotion.
Yeah.
Just I want a higher salary. That's on everyone's mind. That's their priority in their mind. It just turns into a priority of yours. How can I do better in every aspect of my life? How can I just do a little bit better? And then once you get that, you want to do a little bit better.
But
which
it's
is a really
priority.
Good thing. It's a really good thing to have. But then while you're constantly in that need or greed to get better, you just forget about the little moments, I would say, that can bring you happiness, can make you relax. People work overtime here all the time. I see people coming home at 8, 9, 10, even 11.
People work on Sundays, and then they're coming to
people,
work.
I work on weekends.
Yeah.
And I just wouldn't realize. I just wouldn't spend a lot of time with my family. Who knows how long I'm gonna like be with them?
Yeah.
If I move away, I wouldn't see them that often. Things like that, you know, I would say the little moments, they should appreciate that a lot more. And I feel like now is the perfect time to do that. Now is the perfect time to do that. I'm spending so much time with my parents now.
This is a really nice, yeah, you said this really nicely. Yeah, thank you for having this call with me.
Thank you.
Just need to be a bit more, yeah, appreciative. It's nice to be on a fast lane and to wanting to make out of something out of yourself, but you gotta be aware that you achieved something, that you're a good person, that you're living in a country that is thriving, and also that you're automatically giving this really fortunate thing of being open towards other cultures, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. There are no prejudice at all in that culture, because everyone learns from early on. There are people who look different like you. There are people coming like who have different values, but everyone's a good person in the end, and we can learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we need to embrace that.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%.
Thank you.
That's okay. I'm so happy you asked me to be a part of this.
Oh, I'm really happy we had this talk. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I think I can take out really nice, like I'm thinking right now, you know, we talked about competitiveness, adaptability, open.
You know, what you can do is take parts that sort of draw into a conclusion or something.